Grey's fans, that heartbreaking Grey's episode is back, and we are talking everything about it. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. I always feel lost when the music doesn't start right away. I'm like, if it doesn't start, I can't start the show.
Right.
What's up, Shannon girl?
Oh, just chilling, hanging out. Can't wait to talk about, to dish on what happened tonight.
Well, tell everyone where they can find you on social media first. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Shannon Bobo, the easiest name you'll ever want to know. And guess what? I'll follow you back. Boom.
I love your energy. It's great. And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Haley Clover. Guys, this was that episode that I've been waiting for, the one that makes me cry. I was like, oh, God, I was so emotional this episode. I don't know about you, but this one hit me kind of hard.
Yeah, I'm emotional, but I'm, like, tamed.
Do you cry during shows, though? I feel like you don't.
It needs to really hit me. Like, okay. That beach, my money shot is Beaches when she died, when Barbara Hershey's character died. I don't know. That's my old school hit. That's
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. It's a movie, The Beaches, Barbara Hershey and Barbara Streisand, but one of the, whatever.
One of the Barbaras.
Anyway, one of the, it just makes me cry. That's the one, if I'm like, I need to cry, I turn that on. But otherwise, I'm pretty. I'm like, I could take this.
No, I don't know. There's something about Grey's Anatomy that I can cry pretty easily, but there's something about these shows because it's always family and a family member losing someone, which is what we saw today.
Yeah.
Where it just, you know. I'm far from home. It just makes me like,
yeah,
homesick,
I'm far from home,
you know?
Too. I guess I cry. It just really needs to hit me. This is like, for me, it's like doctors. And I'm like, okay, I can handle it. Like, I think I'm more, you know, I'm waiting for it.
Okay.
The episode is coming up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's going to make me. Shepherd dying.
Oh, if that's
no, that was
if
it.
You
that
didn't
was it.
Cry,
yeah,
you're
I cried
not
then.
Fan.
I was like, why are we doing this? Why did this happen? Because I could not. I said, why is this happening? I was so mad.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Well, okay. So lots to talk about. So let's dive in. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Alex first. Like you said, we can easily talk about his start and finish in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, we see he's very nervous. He's going to go get his trial date, and Meredith is helping him with his tie and trying to calm him down and get him to just kind of sit for a second. And he's trying to act so tough and so manly. Mm-hmm. And finally, he does sit
down. Yes.
Takes a second.
Yes.
Let's breathe.
You needed a minute. And I was hoping. I saw toys. I saw some kids shit in the background. I was like, what? Where's the kids? The kids to help them calm down.
Meredith said she has the day off, and I expected her to be like, you know, playing with the kids.
Yeah.
We didn't see anything.
Still no kids,
I don't think
but
we're
okay.
seeing the kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
A waste of budget money.
More blood scenes. I'm
yes.
just kidding.
Oh, we had some blood. We'll get to that.
We had some blood today.
Yeah, so Alex, you know, he's still, to me, in the beginning of this episode anyway, still hasn't come to terms exactly with what could possibly happen,
mm-hmm.
and what his sentence possibly could be. I do think that changed a little bit at the end of the episode. But yeah, that's kind of how we see him starting out this episode.
Yeah, I feel like his mind is still on very heavily being on a doctor. It's almost innate for him at this point. Like when he finally gets to the courthouse and it's, you know, doing his, and he sees the woman there, his brain, like no matter what, that's his innate. Everybody, I feel like, is born with a purpose. This is his purpose.
Right.
Like, you know, it's innate. He was just like, what is going on with your hands, girl? Mm-hmm. So
I really enjoyed watching that part, too, because it reminded me so much of why I like him as a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a fan of his. So I want him to succeed and I want him to do well. And
then I want him to be punished a little bit. I want to make sure.
Yep.
But I feel like he feels it. Being at this clinic is really making him feel it. This is jail for him, you know? Like not being able to just say, have somebody second guess his you know, call on a woman. And we've seen it a couple of times now since he's been at. I was looking for the nurse to come back. What was his name? Anoush? Or what, the nurse from before?
From
I was waiting for him to
that
come back.
You love.
Yeah, I like that nurse because he was a ball buster.
Yeah.
And I think Karev kind of, that was hell for him. I was like, oh, yeah. So I was looking for him. I was like, what did they?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I do think, though, that he's getting some pretty big cases down in the clinic anyway. You know, like
he
said in the beginning,
today,
it was a lot of, like, freezing off warts and diagnosing the flu and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And he's had some pretty big cases that he's found, so he's not totally, totally out of it. But yes, obviously.
Because his doctor brain is on.
The clinic is torture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We'll get to the cancer patient in a little bit. We're going to end with a lot of the big heart, hard topics, so stick with us. Let's talk about Murphy. Murphy's back. Did you see that coming?
No. That was left field. I was like, if somebody's back, I was like, because last week, even in our feed, in our comments, it was people saying that we need to get rid of some of these residents. Like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, we add somebody. We add Miss Leah and her little butt.
Well, and I was really surprised because I didn't think, she wasn't like a fan favorite or anything. It wasn't like anyone was really attached to her character. Mm-hmm. And you can correct me if I'm wrong and you were attached to her character, but to me, it was just kind of like I didn't care to see her go when she left the first time.
Yeah, we I'm sensing a villain is necessary, so we need a little villain action going on.
Well, I think she's now going to come back and just be so much better than everyone else, the other residents, that they're going to, you know,
step again, up the game.
Hate her, yeah, or something will happen.
Well, they're already talking about her behind her back, so.
Well, and we see scenes
in front of her back too.
Right. Well, and we see scenes for next week that there is going to be some kind of an overhaul. So. With her coming in and she's new and she's doing really, really well, that's not going to be good for some of the other residents.
That's true. And clean off the shelves a little bit.
Ah, yep, they're cleaning house. Oh, shit. Uh-huh. I know. I don't know what to expect. And at the same time, I'm like, I don't want anyone to go.
Yeah, but sometimes
like,
it's...
Like, who do we choose?
I don't know. Someone boring.
Right
Joe.
Joe. You'd throw out Joe if that was your one
well,
person?
Well, she bought herself a season because she's in the middle of that whole Karev DeLuca thing. So
she did buy herself a
season. I don't know who's left then. Like, I feel like everybody is not. I don't want Edwards to go because I like her. Mm-hmm. For personal reasons, too. I'm a commercial actress on the side, and I used to see her at commercial auditions. So
she's
it's
nice.
So dope to watch somebody win in life. So I'm like, no, I don't want her to go. So, yeah, so, you know, that's a personal reason. That's not for the show reason.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's fine. Okay, you're throwing Joe off the island.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Throwing Joe, but I know she's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm just mad at her because she won't take responsibility.
Yeah, well, we still haven't seen any of that, and I don't think that's coming until there's some kind of...
Until she leaves the show.
That, or until there's some kind of punishment brought against Karev, and then you'll see her choose one side or the other.
Yeah, I can see that's a possibility, but I feel like she lives her life on the edge of balancing. She's misbalanced. Like, she knows how to... Because somehow she's able to talk to Karev and still be professional and still have this relation. Like, she's just really good at, like, surfing, like, just going with the flow mm-hmm. and, like, making, you know, and not really getting under the surface. I think... I don't know who mentioned this last week, but it's very similar to how Meredith can be sometimes.
Yeah. She's somehow able to put it in a totally different part of her brain mm-hmm. while she's at work.
Compartments, yep.
But as we've seen with Meredith, there's been a lot of breakdowns at different points and, you know, things that she really should have worked through or talked to somebody about or worked on.
True.
And it would take weeks and weeks and weeks of us watching until finally someone was like, why aren't you just... You know, whatever, or that she finally says it, or, you know, kind of like what Amelia's going
through
right
now. Yeah, I was
just
about to say Amelia.
She won't talk about it. And you can see the relief after she tells.
Yeah, it's like oh my God. And that explains her last week, too. I don't know if when we get to Amelia, we could discuss that a little bit further. But she had a really good release today too. That was very necessary for her.
Really, really great scene and monologue with her today. Well, because we were talking about Joe, and that's been a hot topic with you guys and, you know, a lot of my fans.
See, we're watching. I love reading your feedback. Thank you so much for the feedback. It's always awesome. Yeah. We've been responding, too. I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
like somebody said last week,
all
you guys are cackling a lot. I'm like, we were having so much fun. I am so sorry. Please, I hope you're watching right now. Because she's like, you guys need to stop. And I was like, okay, we'll try. But we're having so much fun. We love this show so much.
We do. Yeah. Well, I mean, so let's talk about Joe and DeLuca. That was really the only moment with her that was, necessary for us to talk about today. She gets a bit of a beat down in like one sentence from DeLuca.
Mm-hmm.
Looks at her in the eye, and you can tell he's pissed, and straight up says to her, you pick the bad guy. You pick the guy that, you know, is angry and hurts you, blah, 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 and you
she
don't
does.
Deserve that, and you can't see it, but I can.
And it was nothing romantic about that that I sensed. Again, that was a topic last week when we were saying if we thought that they were going to end up hooking up and mm-hmm. was he just a little bit jealous of that? No, I look at it as him as a friend. Again, I think it's still non-physical. I don't even think he looks at her that way because I don't think he respects her. I mean, he respects her as a person and as a friend, but I don't... DeLuca reminds me of the type that would date more of a Maggie, like a Maggie type girl, like, you know.
Well, he did.
Well, he did date her too, but like, you know, like so having a little, because Maggie
girl.
Won't have her. Yeah, Maggie won't have her butt getting beat by guys and like, you know, being dogged out. And he immediately I thought, I say, you know, because after that conversation last week, is because a few people thought. I think
I thought that
was kind of a little romantic.
Yeah,
but I was like, I didn't sense romance. And today just brought it home for me. I was just like, see, he's just saying, you know, and he's just looking like,
just
I can't even trust you right now. He's probably protecting himself too. He's like, okay, I came after you and I was trying to help you before and I got my butt beat because of it. I'm not about to do it again.
Right.
Because he's like, I'm still in pain. And here's this hot chocolate mess. That's what Joe loves, hot chocolate messes. And this is a hot chocolate mess. And DeLuca is just over it. He's like, you know what? I'm done with you. Like, don't come crying to me if this happens again.
Right. Well, so. Do you think she had a moment of realization there?
No.
Okay.
Because she knows what, I don't think she's ever going to come to terms until she is forced to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just has to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to happen, but...
Well, and we keep hearing from both DeLuca and Karev today that the court case is soon. So within the next few episodes, I think we're finally going to get some resolve on what's happening in that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with this overhaul coming, you know, that might be a way for them to transition Karev out of his placement or, you know, at the hospital.
Karev isn't going
whatever.
Anywhere. He's too important. He's too smart. I don't think he's going anywhere.
They can't get rid of all the good main characters or else no one would watch anymore, right?
We got to do a throwaway character. So it might end up being Joe.
Yeah, we'll see. They're going to split some people up. They've got to.
Yeah.
Okay, so the big trauma today that came into the hospital was this car crash.
Mm-hmm.
And
the emotional trauma was the baby with the cancer, too.
And we'll get to that, too. So
but the bloody mess.
We see these two traumas going on mm-hmm. simultaneously during the show. Car crash with little boy Robbie. And his dad.
So sweet.
And, you know, he's trying to be so tough in the beginning because he thinks that that's what he should be acting like. You know, oh, we were going so fast. And I want to ask my dad how fast we were going and all that kind of stuff. You know, and we learn that his dad had some serious road rage,
mm-hmm.
which is why
anger issues
got into this mess. And then you see Robbie finally, you know, say he's scared and break down and he wants his mom. And I think that's where it really made me emotional because
mm-hmm.
I felt so bad. And I've seen people with road rage for no reason. And not even like in a situation with me, but where I've watched it in front of me or whatever on the road. And it's so scary. It's so scary.
And that was a PSA tonight because it's like, it's not worth it. It's not worth your life.
No.
Those people aren't doing it. No one is ever doing anything on purpose. They're literally trying to get to where they're going to.
Well, and I always try to think, like, you never know where that person's going. Maybe something just happened to them where they're freaking out all of a sudden and then they have to get home. Or I usually like
they
to say, that guy's about to shit his pants, so
mm-hmm.
he's like really got to fly home.
And
I try to remember something could be wrong, so.
I try not to make my thoughts go negative, but I'm like, you never know what that person is going through or dealing with. And so, you know, like today I got some news on my way driving here and then I just made the wrong turn. I was like, oh my God, I'm not thinking straight right now because
right.
I just got this, you know, this thing just happened and
right.
I know I have to get to my, so I have to go. So, you know, we're just not thinking. It's nothing personal ever, whenever,
right.
you know, at least I don't think so, you know.
Sure. And again, you just never know how somebody's going to react. That person in general could flip out in a way, you know, you never expect where
mm-hmm.
they, you know, like this guy try to run that person off the road and goes wrong or whatever. And he said that they hit a patch of, you know, wet.
Mm-hmm.
Wet road, and that made them
hit a wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understood that mother's pain.
Oh God, and I think that was really the moment that got me when she was saying it should have been you. It should have been you because, gosh, you look at this man. That how would you ever look at them the same? He just killed your child because of his anger issues for something so minuscule, and then. you know, Robbie is gone. Like, and this poor kid didn't get to live
his life.
His life, and you know, all and because of that one moment.
I'm going into the story a little bit more. Like, I like to create what I think the family dynamic is. And I just sense that maybe it's like a divorce situation where they just had one kid. I'm like, all I kept thinking is hopefully they just have one kid so she could just be done with him now. I hate to say it that way, but I always try to find a silver lining. Right. I guess that would be the silver lining.
Oh, gosh. It's like, that would just be an awful situation.
It's devastating.
And so this is where we got into Dr. Shepherd, Amelia. She, I think, got so emotional because this little boy just died. She sees this mother's reaction about losing a child. And even though she didn't really have time to bond with her baby, she did still have a child. Mm-hmm. And it
was 43 minutes.
And she had to, you know, say goodbye to that. And that, you know, that would just be terrible. And then to keep it a secret, like,
well, it's like she just hasn't told. I mean, a few people knew. Like she said, Owen knows a little bit, but he doesn't know the whole story. And I don't know how much he knows because I don't think I ever remember the conversation about that.
Yeah, me either. And I would imagine just by the way she talks about it that maybe she said that she was pregnant and had a miscarriage or lost the baby, you know, but didn't really go into any kind of details.
It was beautiful watching her open up. Even though it was sad, I felt like it's going to like help her deal with the trauma of it.
Yeah.
You know.
What did you think about her saying that Hunt wasn't going to respect her or like her anymore after this? Do you agree with that?
I don't think so.
I didn't agree at all.
Because she had the baby and she gave, I mean, just like the beauty of that. Like she gave life and then because of her baby, so many other children or adults, I don't know, was able to get the baby's
organs.
Yeah, so I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing. So I can't imagine, especially Owen, just...
Well, and that was my thing. He's so nice. And I think, if anything, he would be a little disappointed. He would definitely be disappointed that she doesn't want to have kids because this was really the first time that
we got
she
that
realized
sense.
That
yeah.
she
didn't
might
go through
not
that
want
again.
To have kids ever again.
Mm-hmm. It goes, I mean, like going into more character development stuff, it just goes into that self-worth and self-value thing that I mentioned last week. I noticed that the characters are so strong, but then they have like this thing about their value. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like what makes you think that the man who took a vow that says he's going to love you no matter what is all of a sudden not going to love you because of that? But I mean, I don't want Owen to go through what he went through before with the woman that he's with not having a baby. So my heart broke a little bit for him. With that, and it's like, especially if she knew going into this relationship, going into this marriage, that that's all he's ever wanted, then that's something that she needs to look at. I will be a little bit upset if she is just like, you know.
Well,
but I think with counseling, it'll help her maybe.
There's got to get to a point where she's able to at least talk to him about it and go from there. I don't want to see their relationship anymore in that awkward, like,
crumble.
We're not talking stage because it's annoying. I'm like, just say something to him. It frustrates me so bad. So yeah, I mean, we'll see. I like him. I think he's a good guy. So
yes,
I would like to see him have a child.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the Krebs patient and Bailey and that whole dynamic today.
Yes.
So Bailey gets some news from
Mama Avery
that she doesn't want Krebs to be working there. She thinks it's crazy that she, you know, Bailey's giving so many second chances and that she's very lenient and, and whatever. And I love Bailey, so I'm like, screw you. You don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, I mean, she does have some personal feelings towards Krebs, and that definitely is clouding some of her judgment maybe in that scenario. But she gets the call from him to come down and help diagnose this cancer patient who Krebs knows has cancer. Bailey doesn't answer right away, and Krev marches his ass back to the hospital and pretty much
all
yells in
out.
Her face.
So and, disrespectful, but he well-meaning, but
right
because he has no filter and he needs to get a filter.
But yeah, and she's like, "You're on thin ice. You need to stop."
And she said, like, not today. I like what she said, bud.
There were like five moments where she had to say that to him today, though, and I was just waiting for him to just be, like, kicked out.
Yeah, I felt that her acting was so cute with this because she was like, not today. And I kept thinking of that, not today, Satan. Not today, Satan. Not today. Like, but the way she said it, I just kept singing Satan in my head. But she's like, not today. Not today. It's like, she's like, you have no idea that I could fire you right here because I have somebody breathing down my neck that owns the freaking hospital. You can go right now.
Yep. Yeah, and he could have, but I think she does know in the back of her mind what we're thinking. Mm-hmm. He's so good. And he really means well. Like, these patients, he cares so deeply for them that it's almost to a fault.
Yeah.
Because he makes his bad decisions based on what he wants to do with these patients.
He has, like, snap decisions. And you, I mean, it works very, very well in emergency situations as a surgeon. Doesn't work as well in real life.
Right.
When you're dealing with people's emotions
with
and communications.
Anyone. Right.
But he helped at least possibly save the baby's life in this situation, you know, with the
if you were in that situation with a family member or whoever, what do you think you would say to the mom? I mean, it's a terrible situation, like she said. It's like, die now or die later. Like, what, you know, how do you even choose, or how do you
absolutely go with saving a baby, because I'm like, I've had, me in my personal life right now, I've had such a great life, and I'm so grateful and so thankful. Some ups and downs, because it's called life. We all live.
Right.
But I mean, like, I would love for to know that a child came through and, like, had an awesome, dope life, and then always know that that's how much I loved you. Right. I'm like Bambi's mom. I'm Bambi's mom all day.
God.
All day, every day.
That's funny. I felt a little bad for her friend that got her pregnant, that they, you know, they had a pact if they were 40 and...
No babies.
No babies. They'd make a baby. I felt bad that he felt like he was going to be so alone now, and he was going to have to raise his kid. And
You got to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
Now he gets to be that kid's best friend, the way she was for him.
Right.
So paying
it
forward.
We never got to hear anything about the end of her surgery.
Nope.
We kind of got a little, like, after Bailey had said that she, you know, finished the Whipple or whatever, but never said any of the
maybe
results.
They're coming back.
Could be.
Possibly.
Or it's just to, you know, just for that situation, I guess. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that scenario come back. I think there could be a little more there with Karev.
A strong possibility, for sure.
Yeah. I agree. Let's see. Oh, two funny parts today, April and Avery. They had a really cute moment after this whole day happened, and April was part of Robbie's death, the little boy that had a brain bleed, and they put Harriet in the car and
the little baby
three times to see if, you know, the seat's in there correctly. And God, that is like, I don't have any experience, you know, having a child, obviously, but I can only imagine how nervous he would be, like, all the time.
I know. I have a girlfriend who just had a baby,
and she
has, like, cameras. I'm like, this baby from the day it's born to the day it's, all he's ever going to know is camera. She has, like, cameras on his
everywhere.
Little thing, like, so she can always keep an eye on him. I'm like, so I cannot imagine.
Like, I think about how many times I drop my phone. I'm like, what if I'm carrying my baby and I accidentally drop it?
You would never drop the baby.
I know, and I babysit all the time, and I'm a good babysitter, those would be the thoughts going through my head, like, oh, crap, what if, you know, it's playing on the ground and I accidentally trip over it?
Exactly.
Or, like, whatever.
No, my friend, when she first had the baby, it was like, I met him when he was, like, a day old.
Oh, gosh.
And then she had a home birth, so she went to the kid. She's like, I needed to thank you so much, Bobo, for coming over. And then she left me with the baby, and I was like, what? I was like, I'm going to kill it.
Because
it was so little. I was like, but.
Right, if you breathe on it, it's going to die.
And, you know, he was barely open his eyes. And, like, they, like, move like this. Like, they're so, like, just
limp. Yeah.
They're like, oh, my goodness. I was like, I can't.
I was like,
but what if I, like, hold it too tight or something? I just thought. But she came back. She's like, I trust you, Shannon. I was like, good.
Well, that says a lot about you, Shannon.
Yeah. And Bambi's mom.
Yeah. So comforting. Okay, what else? We see Alex and Meredith at the end of this episode. Alex jumps into bed with Meredith.
That was cute.
Meredith wasn't in this episode at all. This
Not
was like
really.
Her day off of work.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just the beginning and the end. And
I also want to add, I don't know if we skated on a little bit, but when Amelia when he told Amelia to go sit down, like use the same tactic. That was so sweet. Because it works for him.
Yep.
So he's like, I know this works.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I think it made her sit and take a breath.
And then have her moment that she so desperately needed to have to release.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so Meredith and
Meredith and Karev laying in bed. This is where I thought he had a bit of a moment of realization, because he says he wants to start doing waffle sundaes, and he wants the whole family and all of the kids and sisters and everybody to come over and have waffles every Sunday. And he kind of makes a joke, but, like, it could be reality that he, you know, is taken to jail or has to go to jail at some point. I hope that's not the case.
I hope so, too.
But
I hope not.
You know, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And it was possible. Just a good moment of him, again, teaching somebody else something after he's been taught certain things that day. You know, telling Meredith that he needs to just talk to Amelia because it's not his place to tell Meredith what happened. But he knows now and understands her a little bit better now as to why maybe she talks so much.
She's anxious
all the time.
And then Meredith says she talks too much. Mm-hmm. That was such a sister thing to say. I know that's the reason why I don't talk to my
Isn't
own
that funny
sister.
Because they really haven't been sisters for like too long. Well, them obviously just through marriage, but even her and Maggie having some blood relation, they picked up immediately like sisters. Like mm-hmm. they all act exactly like sisters. But yeah, I thought it was a really great moment of Alex, you know, giving some good advice to Meredith at the end.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just like seeing that side of him.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want him to get in trouble.
Yeah.
I know you do.
Yeah. Oh, no, I feel like I said, it's punishment enough being in the clinic.
Yeah.
And I just want that nurse to come back and bust his balls some more. Trust me, that's living hell for Karev. He was just like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, answering to anybody, I think, is his vice.
Mm-hmm.
He is not always so good at
that. Oh, so he will not do well in jail.
No, he would not.
Oh, Karev.
Right? Is there anything else that we missed at all?
I like the relationship that Riggs, Pierce, and Murphy had when they were...
I
like that. I like that juxtaposition. I saw a team... Like, even though Pierce and Riggs is never going to happen, I just saw, you know... And Murphy, I just saw exactly what it is. She's like, She's like, it didn't matter what happened. I needed to come back because I heard that you, Pierce, was the amazing heart surgeon that I needed to learn from. And then Riggs had his stuff with Owen... Pierce
was
just like that weird.
That was funny because Maggie was like, I wanted to quit 2 weeks in because I was so miserable. And then Riggs was like, everyone hated me so much, I got punched in the face.
Yeah.
And it was like,
and I saw that.
Remember,
like, we were talking about like them splitting off to get some support. And I see Murphy, where Joe doesn't really have her person. DeLuca kind of is, but he's kind of like, he's giving her the Heisman right now.
Stephanie, but she's kind of pushed away now because I think that she realizes that situation's a little bit
but
also
I'm trying
at the same time
away.
She's so focused on neuro and mm-hmm. all of that kind of stuff, which is great, that she's just not even interested in having like a best friend
right now. But I like that Murphy has somebody to camel jockey on, you know, mm-hmm. like just kind of have somebody to support her as she's like, you know, she slept with Karev and with Arizona. So she's just kind of, she's been around the block, but she's like, I'm just going to let all of that go because none of that matters. All that matters is that I'm working with the best in the country. With this, so that's the reason why I came back. I needed to just like channel, let that all go and just know that this is where I'm on this planet to do. It's like, boom.
So that brought up a huge issue of why she was able to go to a different hospital
and learn
so much and become such a better doctor and then have to come back to Seattle.
So Mama Avery comes
Mama
in.
Mama Avery's back.
She's like, guess what, guys?
So many file folders of everybody and everyone's track records and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, alludes to the fact that they need to make some serious changes and fix
Huge
the entire
overall.
Residency program, mm-hmm. teaching program, which is her husband. And I love Dr. Weber.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and I always thought throughout
he's
this
my friendly,
throughout
happy...
all of these seasons that he was an amazing teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think he's gotten lazy over the... Like, do you think they've gotten lazy with teaching?
I don't know. I mean,
it's hard to tell with, like, if, you know, the show. Because there's so many storylines.
Yeah, so many different storylines and...
That we don't
But
really...
we'll see what happens. Because something needs to be done, though. Like,
Okay, well, let's get into some predictions. Since there's a lot of predictions about the overhaul.
Mm-hmm. Predictions.
That's Have any of our predictions been right so far? I don't know if we've even answered any of them yet.
We haven't answered any predictions.
And you guys can also comment along what your predictions are. We always like to see those,
mm-hmm,
too.
Definitely.
So, you know, give me some guesses. Who's leaving? Who's staying? All that kind of stuff.
Well, my opinion, Karev staying. And I don't know. I don't want to put my money on anybody.
We see a little bit of a moment where Miranda is sternly talking to someone, and from the quick little shot that we see, it looks like it's the back of his head. But those two have such a close relationship that I would be really upset if all of a sudden she didn't stick up for him.
Yeah, I hope not, but possibly. That's a strong possibility. Because it's almost got to go down with it. They say it's all these students aren't doing making mistakes and all this stuff. Like, we got to look at our program, and sometimes it does start with the main person who's in charge.
Mm-hmm. I could see you being right with Joe being the one that leaves, because they couldn't kick out DeLuca because he could come back and sue them and say that he was being fired because of the situation.
Great
that
story
happened
line,
with
though.
Alex. Mm-hmm. Well, right, suing the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I think they get themselves into another lawsuit. I think they're too smart for that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I hope that Dr. Weber's not gone. I do think that we also see Arizona wondering if she's getting fired. And if they keep Karev, I don't know if they need both of them, maybe. Even though, it is possible that he keeps his job and then she gets fired. And then they're super pissed because she did nothing wrong and he just got into this huge fight.
And yeah.
There's about to be an uproar.
Yeah, that will be an uproar. Oh, my goodness.
Next week's going to be good. We're at that mid-season.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. I can't believe it's the middle already.
To where everything now is going to climax. We're going to see a ton of shit hit the fan. And, you know, a lot of emotions, a lot of fighting, a lot of good old Grey's Anatomy drama that we love.
I hate to say this, but I think on a table may end up being Joe, Stephanie, and Weber.
I think they're going to get rid of all those reasons.
One of those three are going to go.
Okay. Good guess.
But I hope not. Except for Joe. I want Joe to go, but I don't think she's going.
We'll call up the writer, see if we can get a little inside scoop. Yeah, right. Any other comments before we wait until next episode to see what happens?
Yeah, let's wait until next episode. I can't wait till the next episode.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, again, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, ShannonBobo.com, and I will follow you back.
Yeah, girl. And you can find me on all of my social media accounts at Haley Clover. Don't forget to subscribe to YouTube. There's a ton of AfterBuzz after shows that you can watch besides ours, even though we know you guys like us the best. And keep commenting along. We love your comments, and we will comment with you. But we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.